Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Jay Weinstein, who's the founder of Deep Dive Retirement, and we'll be continuing our conversation about life expectancy credits. Jay, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me. Yes.
You're welcome. Hey, so we were talking about life expectancy credits. It's a real unique approach and kind of a different way to look at some of the retirement planning that people might not have thought about. So can you go a little bit deeper on that and one of some of the practical advantages that sometimes people don't realize?
Yes, very much so. I'm working with a client, a high net worth client, and she asked me, you know, I've got these different types of accounts and different tax categories that we've defined. And she said, what is the order that I want to start taking retirement income out? And, you know, I thought about that, and it's really the basis of the work that I do. And the simple answer is that when you have certain products that have life expectancy credits, or meaning the payout gets higher and higher as you get older, you can do really well by utilizing that concept and having certain amounts of money. The percentages right now don't make any difference. But if you let money sort of season and get those life expectancy credits, you're going to get a higher and higher payout. So that allows you to, in the early stages of your retirement, let's say you retire at 63 or 65 or whatever it is, and you have liquid monies, and the plan that we're implementing in this situation is that she's going to use her liquid brokerage monies to live on for about 5 or 6 or 7 years at $100,000 a year, whatever it came out to be. And she can use that and take a higher percentage from her money. And that's the key, is what percentage of your money can you take out? If you can only take out 2%, well, that's going to be hard. But we have her taking out 13 to 14% of her money from the first year. And of course, that chunk of money, that liquid money, gets spent down. But the backup money after that spends down now is going to be paying out at a 10 or 12 or 13% payout, because of the life expectancy credits adding up, and those are going to last the rest of her life. So I just wanted to make that point, is that the sequence of where you take your income from really changes when you start to look at or start to utilize these life expectancy credits that are available to you.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people would say, you know, well, I've got money in this type of account. So I should start pulling it out, you know, at this point. But you need to know where the sequence of return, I mean, the life expectancy credits are placed, so that you leave those in for the optimal amount of time and don't want to pull it out too soon, because you would lose some of that momentum, right?
Totally. That's correct. We have this as an advantage. It's kind of like you're buying into a large group of people, and these life expectancy credits just simply gives you more and more income that gets paid out. And a lot of advisors don't see that. They don't utilize it. I'm not sure if they understand it or not, but I've been working with it for many, many years, and it works very well.
Yeah, I think that's when we were talking about this whole concept, it's the kind of thing that people just think, I put my money here, I wait this much time, it gets this much rate of return, I start taking it out. But there is so much more that goes into wealth building retirement than that. And then when you start layering in a unique advanced concept, like, or really an unheard of, you know, opportunity like life expectancy credits, it's really powerful. And it really also, to me, and I'm the uneducated person, you know, learning as I go here talking with yourself, but it makes you think, you know, this is not something you just go Google and figure it on your own. You know, I don't know about life expectancy credits. And then even if I did, I wouldn't know how to properly do it or pull it out at the right time. So you really need to be relying on someone that can guide you through the process.
That's very true. Good point. I've even Googled life expectancy credits, and the definition on Google is it's not wrong, but it's very incomplete. it says something about dying and not getting the rest of your money or something, but that is a concept of it. But it, the way we use it here is just simply to increase your payout. And what we then do is layer it so that it gets higher and higher to continually offset income, offset inflation. The other thing too, I do want to add, and this relates to taxes, is that we can effectively have these life expectancy credits at later ages as you get older and older, which increases your income. We can then use that additional income, because it is quite substantial, to actually pay the taxes. Because when you, if you have a lot of qualified money, 401k money, IRA money, we now have a surplus of money coming out that now can be used to offset the tax bill with Uncle Sam. And that's a whole nother subject, which we'll get into another point, but there's a lot of value there. And you mentioned also a lot of, you've never heard of it. And it's really kind of a hidden thing. I mean, it's the actuaries, that's what they live with, but it's not like, it's, you know, you don't see it in advertisements on TV or in the magazine, you know, learn about life expectancy credits. It's just not some, it's pretty advanced. And, but it is there for anybody that wants to utilize it.
And you were mentioning, you know, when to take it out and all of that. And then it reminded me of the concept of sequence of returns. And that is a really, we probably could do a 3-day seminar all day long on just that one topic alone. But give us a little bit of a overview. What is sequence of returns? And then how does that impact a retiree?
Sure. Well, and that's something I run all kinds of scenarios with the software I've developed to show random. See, we don't know the rates of return that are going to occur, right? We just have no idea what the market's going to do tomorrow, let alone a year, 5, 10, 15 years. And again, I discussed this earlier that when you're working, you know, you're not relying on that money to live on. So the ups and downs you can kind of live with. But when you turn the corner and get into a retirement phase, and you need to start drawing income from that, whether you want to or if it's a required minimum distribution that you're forced to take, the math changes. And so the sequence of returns, if we have a big loss in a given year, like a 2008, we lost 38%, right? Well, if you had $100,000, now you have $62,000 just because of the market. And then you have to take out, say, $10,000 or $5,000. So now you're at, you know, 50-something thousand dollars. We don't know when that's going to happen, right? It's an unknown. It's something that is just going to be a random thing. And so what we want to do with these life expectancy credits and the annuities that we use, the worst case scenario is zero, because your money is not in the market. The portion that you put into these accounts is not technically in the market. So we don't have to worry about the market taking money away from us.
Yeah.
Right. So then that, what that allows us to do is to take income from a worst case scenario, zero sum game, if you will, where we don't lose any money. And again, we look at, it's kind of complicated, but when you look at life expectancy credit products, the whole idea of sequence of returns and the ups and downs of the market is out of the picture. We never, ever have to worry about that again on that block of money, and for it to generate income to us monthly so we can live and enjoy life. The market has no bearing on the effect of our income, right? So if you look at that, and then you look at what's going on in the, you know, trying to draw income from a market or securities based up and down environment, it becomes very, very risky to play the game of what's the sequence of returns going to be. Is it going to gain? Great. If it loses, and that's going to hurt, now we got to make up for that. Now we got to get a bigger, higher rate of return to make up for that loss. And then we got to take more money out, and the market went down again, and then it goes up again. So it becomes like a very difficult scenario. And when I say sequence of returns, it's best off to see it set an appointment with me. I'll show you exactly all different kinds of random scenarios, and you can kind of get an idea of how the money actually works when you're drawing income.
You know, I really find, Jay, that sometimes you hear these big words like sequence of returns, but in reality, it's like, hey, here's just the order you ought to properly take your money so you get the best use out of it. You know, things like that. So it's like, in real English, just sit down with Jay and he'll show you how it could really benefit you. So I think that's really important. You know, and I think another thing that people don't think much about is, what about, like you mentioned taxes a few times, and that's another 3-day seminar right there, I'm sure. But what about when you hear about, you know, rate of return on this portfolio or that portfolio or that fund, fees that are in certain funds, they can leak money out of that bucket faster than you can imagine. And people don't really know about that going in, and they don't even know what they can do about it if they did know about it. So talk a little bit about fees and how you can mitigate that impact on your money.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said on that. Fees get deducted from most portfolios on a quarterly basis. And a lot of people tell me, I'm only paying 0.5% or 75 bips, you know, 75% of 1%. But there's lots of inside fees. You know, I won't mention any names of companies, but there's trading costs, there's turnover ratio costs, there's expenses. There's fees, 12B1 fees that are being paid back to your advisor from the fund. So Bill Vogel at Vanguard said that, you know, the average fund is you're paying about 2.5%, whether you realize it or not. And but if we just use 1 or 2% or 0.5%, the average portfolio, say $250,000 over a 20-year period of time, you're going to pay well into the six figures in fees. There's a reason why brokers and, you know, there's so much advertising going on, and Wall Street, they want your money, and primarily because of the fees, right? And so, but that's fine. And there's two ways of looking at fees. But before I get to that, the effect of the fees when it comes out on a quarterly basis, whether you make money or lose money, right? They're going to charge that fee automatically. And that has an effect on the compounding. You're lowering the balance slightly, and then the growth is based off that new lower balance. So it's a continual lessening of your money and then, you know, getting a gain off a lower balance. So that's one thing you really want to realize, is that not only you're paying that money, but it's what I call the decompounding effect. There's a compounding effect on your money, but there's also a decompounding effect, which very, very few people really understand. But the next thing about fees is you're going to pay them in one way or another pretty much anywhere you go. Just a matter of how much. But the question becomes, what are you getting for the fee, right? What, when you're paying that 1% or 1.5% or 2%, and you have per 100,000, you're paying $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 a year, what are you getting for it? And, you know, if you have a very, very skilled investment advisor that you believe is worth that money, that's fine. When you go into these life expectancy and annuities, that fee doesn't come off your income. And this is a very interesting point, which I don't want to get too far into right now for the complexity. But the fee comes off your base principal, but the income has already been calculated and guaranteed and in writing. And there's no additional fees to that ever. So you say, well, what am I getting for the fee on a life expectancy annuity scenario? Well, you're getting guaranteed income at a high level for the rest of your life. So to me, you're paying a fee on your base principal money, which doesn't really affect your income, but you are getting a tremendous value or benefit for that fee. And that's what I ask people to look at and say, what is the real value of the fee?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I always love when I talk to people in different industries, because you can correlate a concept from one industry and show how it dovetails into another. And the reason I bring that up is, in marketing, a lot of people think, oh, that marketing package cost X, so that's a expense. But in reality, if that marketing package does what it should be doing, it's not an expense, it's an investment. So to your point, these fees, sometimes can't do anything about them, But you can, when you see the value and the advisor and the advice and the guidance behind those fees, it should be an investment, not a cost, because the, you know, like, let's use this conversation right here. The life expectancy credits, the things that most advisors don't bring up to their clients, boy, that super compensates for any of these fees that are inherent in the portfolio and things. And most of the time is not even charged by the, you know, advisor. It's charged by the funds and all that behind it. But I think you bring up a huge point. What is the value you're getting? Do you feel like the advice you're getting is moving you closer to where you want to be in retirement? And then the fees, as long as they're moderate and it makes sense, it is what it is, but you're getting that great value.
That's right. It's true with anything in life. You buy a high quality car, you know, a top car, a Lexus or an Audi, you know, the high end, you're paying a lot more money than you could be to get you from point A to point B with another car. But there's many other qualities, the duration, the longevity of it, the quality of the ride. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, I was literally, when you were saying that, in my mind, I was thinking you get what you pay for. And it really is the case. You get the brand behind it. You get the protection. You get the high quality. But when, as it relates to the value an advisor can bring to the client, you know, yes, we have to recognize fees. We have to keep them as tightly contained as possible. And most of the time, it's unavoidable. It's necessary. You have to do that. But when you focus on the value and the personal touch and what you're getting to move you closer to retirement safely, that's where the focus is. And I think that's what we've been talking about here, Jay, with all of this really great advice on life expectancy credits. That's just really something that I see that you're teaching and educating and coming alongside your clients and helping them with. So thank you for that. That's really a powerful service you're bringing.
Yeah, well, that's great. I hope people can use it. It is really, in my opinion, I've studied this stuff a lot. It's I think it's the most important aspect of retirement planning, and it's I rarely see it being used just for the fact of, you know, there's wars out there for people's money, and is, you know, it's just a constant battle. But, you know, I ask people to really take a look at these elements and these concepts, and they'll see value there.
Well, Jay, once again, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. What is the best way someone can reach out and connect with you?
Well, two ways. That on our page here, there's a book an appointment that'll go right to my calendar. There's no cost. There's no obligation. We chat. I'll answer some of your questions and we'll see where it goes from there. If you want to call me directly, it's 602-448-0263. Again, 602-448-0263. deepdiveretirement@gmail.com. I use Gmail because I travel a lot. And it's just easier to log into Gmail. So deepdiveretirement@gmail, or just click on the calendar and book a call. I do this all day long. So I'm happy to answer your questions.
Excellent. Jay, thank you so much again for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.